Lovely, nice sound, nice choice as well. There you go, Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl. Right now we're back with Cathy McMullen, and going to tell us all about Health Watch Halton.
So just so that people are aware what we do and how we can support, we're the local health and social care champions. We're one of 153 officers, Health Watch officers throughout the country, that are there to support the local community. Our service is free, it's completely independent, and we're completely impartial of NHS and social care services. We help our service users navigate the way around NHS services and social care. So they might contact us, they might want information on local pharmacies, GPs, if they've recently moved into the area, where they can register with the GP, dentists. They might be looking for a care home for a loved one, so we would provide them with a list of care homes. But we are also here to listen to any issues that really matter to the people of Halton and to hear about their lived experiences using local health and social care services. Whether those stories be good or bad or indifferent, we want to hear them all. Because one of the other things that we do, we make sure that the NHS leaders and other decision makers hear their voices and use the feedback to improve care. So once we get the information from members of the community, we collate all that information and then we feed it back either to source. So that could be to a GP service or to a hospital or a pharmacy. We also feed that back to NHS trusts and boards, local authorities, local commissioning services. And we feed back as well to our statutory body, which is Health Watch England. So that is our primary reasons why we're here, what we're all about and how we can help people. So as I say, that's to listen to people's stories, but also help them navigate the way through NHS and social care services, which can be quite daunting for some people.
I should imagine it could be, yes, yes. In that that segment there, you probably ruled out, you probably answered about four of my questions all in one. But one of them I wanted to just try and get in it. How did it start in Halton and when did it start in Halton?
So we started in Halton, the Health Watch part. There's always been some kind of community health watchdog around. But 10 years ago, Health Watch was formed nationally throughout England. Scotland have their own, Wales have their own. But throughout England, Health Watch was formed back in 2013.
Right.
Our 10th birthday last year.
Right. Excellent stuff. We didn't get an invite, by the way.
We didn't really have a party.
maybe a Christmas one, you never know. Right, how can it help people directly? How can it help people of Halton?
Well, we help people through different ways. So, obviously, there's the general feedback. But we also help through signposting and referrals. We help through our advocacy service, whether it be NHS advocacy, Care Act advocacy. We help through place visits, through enter and view. There is different segments to Health Watch, and that's what we're here today to explain to people, all the different elements of what we do and how we support people within the local community, and how we also support our GP services, how we support our hospitals, and we will go through each of those individually as the interview goes on.
Okay. Yeah, talking about the surgeries, Cathy did come to our PPG meeting a few weeks ago, which is where we first met, and it's all spat from there, isn't it, really, which is good. So we'll move on to your next segment straight after this one, I think, Cathy. It's a little thing from one of your favourites, probably, the OJs. Lovely choice indeed. They sound the OJs here this Wednesday afternoon with myself and, of course, Cathy McMullen from Health Watch Halton. Right, just before we do move on, Cathy, I'd just like to give a few phone numbers out. If you want to ask Cathy a question, then you can do it numerous ways. You can ring direct 01928 890405, or you can email us right now, radio.halton@nhs.net, and you can use our brand new mobile WhatsApp at brings you straight through to the studio. And the number for that is 07450 839 108. Give you that number once again, 07450 839 108. Right now, back to Kathy.
Hi, so I'd like to talk about our signposting and referral service that we provide as well. Not a lot of people know, but since 2013, we've worked with many partners to provide support, advice and guidance. We also promote these services and signpost and refer our service users into our partner services and organisations that are here to support the people of Halton. So some of these services might be social prescribers, it might be local support groups or specialist services. Some of examples that I'd like to share with you of some of the groups that we do work with and refer into are the likes of Halton Cancer Support Centre, Halton Carers Centre, Northwest HIV Support Centre, Halton Sensory Services, Halton Veterans Legion, Halton Mental Health Hubs, Child Bereavement UK, Halton Libraries, the Alzheimer's Society, Stroke Association, the Macmillan Support Team at the Delamere Centre, Halton Borough Council Adult Services and Wellbeing Enterprises. We have information of all our partners on our website, and you can also contact us via phone, email or in person at one of our events or partner outreach events, which we hold regularly throughout the week. So if anyone does want any information on any of our signposting or referral services, again, please contact us. I will provide all that information at the end of this interview.
Great stuff. Right, okay, we've got about 10 seconds to go. I'm looking forward to the next one, but before we reach there, I'll play another little tune. Next one is Enter and View, which sounds rather intriguing, doesn't it? Right, continue with the music right now. This is another one of Kathy's favourites, a thing from Jess Glynn. This is Friend of Mine. Friend of mine. You're listening to Derek Gates here at Radio Halton, and of course my guest today, Kathy McMullen. All right, we're going to go back to all our questions and get some answers hopefully as well. Right, your segment next, Kathy.
Our next segment is about Enter and View. Again, not a lot of people know that this is part of a Health Watch role. It's one of the statutory powers of Health Watch Halton to enter and view health and care services to view whether they are working well or not. We identify areas of excellence, excellent practice, but we also make recommendations for change where areas for improvement are identified. So we could go into a GP practice, it could be a care home, it could be a new community diagnostic centre. So we will go in, there's normally a couple of members of staff and some of our volunteers, because our volunteers actively get involved with our enter and view.
Right.
So we go in, we observe, we collate and then we report our findings. So we speak to the residents, our patients, family members, any visitors, and we also speak to staff and collect all their views. We do not inspect, we only observe, because we're not CQC. And then we publish all our findings from that visit in our reports. Our reports can be found on the website, or you can request a copy of a report if you don't have access to the website. When we're out on the visit, completing enter and view, if we do find anything that might need referring to CQC, we can always refer that to the next level for a full inspection.
Right.
We can also raise a safeguarding, and if it is a very serious concern that we have, we can also report it to the police. A lot of our visits, obviously, we don't have to report on to anyone else. We'll make our recommendations to the organisation that we're visiting, and then those recommendations will normally be completed within a few months. So we will then go back a couple of months later just to have another look and to see if our recommendations have been implemented. And so that's what our interim view visits are all about. Right. It's going and visiting places that obviously members of the community to use quite often.
Yeah, so I suppose it's not a job I'd like to do, and all grateful to you for that. I just wonder some of your this local offer before we go on to the next segment. Help, support and advice, leisure, education, health and care plan, education, early years and childcare, health, and this is available to the public, is it?
Yeah, the Halton local offer is what's run by Halton Borough Council, and all those services on that sheet there, they're all accessible via the internet if you just put in Halton local offer. And that information,
well, we're going to be back with Cathy McMullen right now, going to tell us all about the events,
those things that you've just read out there.
Okay,
thanks Derek. Yeah, so just to go through a few events that we've got coming up in the next month. So if anyone does want to come out and see us, drop in, give us some feedback, come and inquire about volunteering. Whatever it is that you've got questions for, please feel free to come and come along and speak to one of our team. So tomorrow, as I said before, we've got Youth Watch at Kingsway. That's 4:30 till 6. On the 19th of February, we're here at Halton Hospital up on the corridor upstairs. That's from 9:30 till 11:30. If you find that you can't come down to see us on the day and you'd like us to come to the ward, we'll be happy to come to any of the wards to speak to yourself or your family members. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you know, we'll speak to you that way. On the 20th of February, we're at Halton's Veteran Legion at their breakfast club, which they host every week. And that starts at 10 till 12. So yeah, come along to the British Legion in Runcorn if you'd like to see us there. 20th of February, we've got Youth Watch at Halton Lee Library. That's 4 till 5:30. 21st of February, we're on Widnes Market from 10 till 12. If you're out doing your shopping, drop in and give us some feedback on local health and social care services. 29th of February, we're at Tower House Practice, speaking to patients about their experiences. That's from 10 till 12. 7th of March, again, we're back here at Halton Hospital, 9:30 till 11:30. 12th of March, we're speaking to residents at the YMCA in Runcorn. So if you are a resident there and you'd like to come down and see us, please do so. And on the 13th of March, we're
long term, and it does vary from person to person. And that is why it's important to us that the services that we offer are actually designed to respond to them individual needs of our customers.
Could have done a lot of information there, wasn't it? I'm glad that you gave me one of these leaflets of yours. Explains quite a bit, which we'll be passing around the hospital in due course. But and of course, we'll have more from Steph very, very back with Stephanie. Tell us all about the help and services, priority services from United Utilities. Hello.
So you're probably thinking, well, what do our customers actually receive from being on the scheme? Well, we do understand that our customers are individuals, and that's why the service that we offer within the scheme, we understand it's not one size fits all. We recognise that many of our customers can have more than one need, and we also recognise that there are a range of reasons why people might find themselves needing that little bit of extra support. So the Priority Services Scheme does seek to provide that tailored extra help and support to the right customers at the right time. Just to give you all a little bit of an overview of what the scheme can offer, well, we'll let you know what's happening if there's ever been an interruption to your water supply. You can add a carer, family member or a friend to your account if you don't want to speak to us, if you'd prefer someone to speak on your behalf. Our field staff, all our field staff will take that knock and wait approach, giving you that little bit.